Don't you open up that window. Don't you let out that antidote. Yeah. Popping pills is all we know. Inhales is all we know. Don't go through the front door. It's low key at the night show. So don't you open up that window. Don't you let out that antidote.
Yo, what's up? We back with another one. Unprivileged Drinkers, Taste Testers with a Hood.
Unprivileged Drinkers, baby.
What's up, y'all?
Bust a bourbon sleeve.
Absolutely, absolutely. Man, that shit is a banger. Mm-hmm. Dare you say otherwise.
I was about to say
that shit. A little slow in the draw here.
What? Slow in the draw. Why do you gotta act like you fucking
he said slow in the jaw?
He let us start the joints off with a bang, don't he?
He finds that very funny.
Absolutely.
It's fucking hilarious, man.
Oh man, so we back with another one. All the guys is here. You know what I'm saying? The usual suspects. We're coming off a really big high, man. We're excited about last week, man. We had a fucking ball. Some of us had too much of a ball. Shout out to Ed. Oh, man, he was out of pocket, boy.
He might still be recovering.
Yeah, I mean, listen, man, you got to do that when you fucking throw up all over yourself like that. All that champagne. Champagne
I hope
AV.
He threw them clothes in the fucking trash.
Yeah, I mean,
no, I don't think so.
He need a new Maker's Mark hoodie because that shit trash.
That he probably did throw away.
Nah, he going to wash it again.
Yeah, he liked it too much.
He liked that too much.
If he threw that in the washing machine, right, I hope he used washing machine cleaner. Because if not, whatever washing machine he used, all that throw would be caked up on the walls of the fucking drum.
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, he didn't use an R washing machine.
You learned something new from who are you this week?
Wait, let's not do it too fast. Oh,
my bad.
Slow to the
inhale. Exhale.
Oh my God, yo.
Fuck.
You got an Apple Watch?
No. It's watching some breathe.
Breathe. So,
I'm ready.
Again, like I said, we're coming off a big high. Shout out to Cousin E. Shout out the whole TGT
team.
Shout
out to y'all, man.
Lavish. They having they having a joint at night with the
sneaker gala
over there at Victorian, man. Like,
appreciate the hospitality.
I'm excited to see the sneakers.
Right. Yeah, I mean, some of the joints they was like previewing and showing. I mean, they got some shit. They got some heat for sure.
Definitely.
But like I said, we got everybody here. We got the gang. I mean, you know, no Graham Reese, the regular guy. And then to my left, we got the bull.
Look at me, sure. Look at me, sure. I'm the captain now.
I'm privileged drinkers, baby.
The captain has landed in Mexico, so this week I'm Senor Howe.
See, you're who?
Senor Howe.
Why do you add
like
he does
extra vowels?
Yeah,
Senor Howe.
How many O's in
it? He dragging it out.
One and a half.
Oh, well,
you get half a O. You're drug dealing now.
Big ass. Hey.
If it's half a O, that means it's a C.
I'm too tired to even understand what you're saying to me.
And to my left, we got.
Drinkers, baby.
I was about to start dancing again.
Hit him with the remix.
It's your boy Dirty back for another episode.
Yes, sir.
Y'all forgot to say something. Come on, style, amigos.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Did you learn that while you were in Mexico?
Yes. I mean, that's just like third grade.
That's the only thing he learned.
That's the only thing everybody ever remember from Spanish.
I know one sentence in Spanish.
Don't say it. I've heard you say it too many times.
To my left. To my left.
I'm gonna sign your pity on the runny cat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dink, aka Pootie. And, shit.
Yeah, to be honest, everybody starts to like, what's this week?
My fault. I had a brain fart. I'm a crowd of pooster today.
Oh,
fuck
shit.
Fuck that.
I'm a
crowd of pooster.
That's a new one.
Crowd of pooster.
I'm a crowd of the pooster. You're senior how? You wouldn't get it.
Damn.
You're right.
To that point.
And, to my left, we got my man.
2D Drees here.
Indeed.
Man, I just want to give a big shout out to the person to my left. He holding it down right now. Man.
Yes, sir.
It's your boy to my left, you mean?
He was.
I want you to know. That's how we feel about
Listen,
you.
I'm learning as I go, baby. Fucking champagne. I got this. I ain't know how to switch this shit.
Oh, yeah. You got to go to the back. Right. The preset, right.
The numbers was right.
He said,
the number was right, but.
Yeah.
You do a good job, man.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, because listen, you got this shit set up, you know what I mean? Our man, Champagne AV, you know what I mean? He got some shit going on. So he chilling, though. Everything good. Amen. You know what I mean? So we still recovering from last week. So, you know what I mean? We all good, though.
It's Ace fun. Of Speed.
Yeah, listen. He was.
It's just different when you got the Ace of Speed.
Yeah, listen. Shit get different.
Not even just the Ace of Spade. He had the Grand Leander. He had the fucking Coyote.
He had the Deuce.
He had the
Drew.
Yeah, the.
I don't. Did you drink the Don Julio in that joint too?
Yes,
I think he did. Yeah, the Don. He had the.
Yeah, I kept my shit simple once we got in there.
The Bel Air.
Pass me the Deuce.
Yeah, that's all I had. Yeah,
I said keep it simple. You know what I mean?
All that shit.
But hey, like we said, we had a great fucking time though. That's why
great
I said.
Days and time.
Shout out to Cousin Ian on all the folks over there. You know what I mean? That doing sure. That's doing their thing, man. We appreciate the hospitality.
God damn!
I butchered all of that. Hospitality. Man, I was about to say hostility.
Hospitality.
Yeah, that shit just all
amazing time at Cooper's in Brookhaven.
Yeah. Chester.
Chester.
I'm trying to dress it up.
Right, yeah. I mean, I'll let them sit up here. You know.
Yeah. But yeah, we had fun though, man. We really did. You know what I'm saying?
Geographical figure.
We want to start this week off with something real quick. You know what I mean? Shout out to our folks over at Soda Jerk. We want to do what they say. You know what I mean? Pour a shot, repeat. You know what I'm saying?
Pour a shot, repeat.
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, we with that, man. Shout out to them. So we better go do this real quick. Everybody got their joints?
Oh, it's definitely shot o'clock.
Let's go. Shot o'clock, baby.
Drink
Let's go.
Drink up.
Drink up. Let's go.
Shot o'clock. Woo. Yo, when the last time you had something to drink? Dirty?
I don't know, like an hour ago, maybe?
Yeah, we started drinking more beverages. Yeah, hear that shit going down his throat.
We what?
Oh, come on.
Somebody paid attention to that. But
he right next to me, though. Damn, man, your shit is. Yeah, listen, man.
You ain't like it this time?
Your shit been parched for a while.
I drink a gallon of water every day. I'm cool.
Need to drink 2 gallons of water every fucking day. He ain't cool.
I'm fine.
I heard all that shit.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
I don't need that. I'm gonna just leave that one alone. Mm-hmm. So hold up, because we know that he really liked that shit when we was down there. But you ain't like it this time.
I guess what I've been drinking already earlier.
What would you have earlier?
Crown Royal Peach.
Okay,
and I had Coyote.
Peach,
Peach, and had Coyote.
All peach vibes.
So, I don't know if y'all saw this yesterday. So I mixed it with a Truly Peach John and the Coyote. Man, that shit was all that.
Yeah. Really?
Hell yeah! And it's like a good amount of like shrimp to it that is not like watered down, and yo, it's a good pairing. Mm-hmm. I like that shit. I'm cool. You know what I mean? When I find something that I can drink and get a like buzz off of it, like, getting like maybe like. 2 or 3 gulps of it. That's a good one.
Gulps.
That's a like good one. I might gotta try that.
Like, why got it. Like, why have to make, that? Like, I couldn't find something different to say, but I just. Anyway. But yeah, shout out to Soda Jerk, man. This shit is. Man, we're going to have a fucking good time next week, man. Yeah. If you ain't been paying attention, we are having our first fucking cookout. We wanted to say inaugural so the smart folks at the table. We wanted to do that, but.
We picked it out. He was like, we can't do that.
Yeah.
They may not. Because
I was on. I had it on there. I was like. I feel like it's going to go over to my head. Then he brought it up and he was like, yeah, I think somebody's going to think somebody's getting elected. Yeah, I think so too, because there's a lot of motherfuckers out here that don't read.
Y'all don't give motherfuckers enough credit, yo.
You're not supposed to. You don't give them enough
Who
credit.
Who at the table thinks that? Not me.
Okay.
You'll make you too.
Lean back. Yeah.
But no, it wasn't. Like, I'm just saying for like the people overall. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's the same guy I thought I know I played Madden earlier.
Oh.
Oh!
I had to take my shot, man. That's probably my only win for like for a while.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Hey, listen, man, that's crazy. He came right at his neck. He said, I got an open shot. I'm taking it.
Hey, don't just, he got just, quiet, too.
I just want you to know, Dries is going to hound you for the next win.
Yeah.
No. I know he did, man. You know that start playing that.
The ball was already tackled for a 1 yard loss.
That's a different story. It don't matter no more.
Anyway, we're here to drink and have fun.
Absolutely.
Before we get to that, my man said you pushed the start button and fucked the game.
I did that shit like 5 or 6 times prior, though.
It was the start.
Anybody that plays me, even on the 4th, even on the 4, I just like, I tried to like use the hit stick. Whenever the hit stick first came out, like, I was like a master at that shit. So ever since then,
that shit used to work.
Like, so now, you know, the pause, you know, the start button is like in the middle. So like, I be trying to flick that and hit the start button. That's all it is.
That shit do be drawn. I ain't gonna lie.
I didn't, shit. Everybody I play.
I don't like where it's at.
I
don't like the placement of it either.
Yeah.
Because it is so close. Like, if you try and do some shit, that shit slide
you
up. I've done it. Like, either that or call timeout and shit.
You trying to clean somebody's like, clock? Man.
I don't have those issues.
Why? You got little hands or something?
I don't have a PS5.
Oh. You played it, though. Like, I'm like, what?
And that was my first time on the sticks of a PS5.
Man, we here to talk man, or we here to talk drinks?
We here to talk drinks. You right. Yeah.
I mean, tell who the loser is.
Can we move on?
Good job, I mean, we can move on. All right, let's carry on.
Back to our schedule program.
Yeah. So, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, the cookout. So, yeah, we're having a cookout come next week. We want basically be able to show you guys what we've been able to do over the course of this first year. Bring some of shit that we've been able to like taste, essentially. We have Grand Leander. We have the Coyote Peach. We have the Sip Shine Soda Jerk. We may be able to squeeze something else in. We don't want to let y'all know if it comes. It might come, but we're not sure yet. But
what he just previously mentioned would definitely be at.
Oh yeah, that all of that will 100% be there.
Unprivileged drinkers cookout.
Absolutely. So we, like I said, we're going to have times. Well, they'll come at a later date. Well, later time, excuse me, where we're going to do tastings where you can taste what we've been able to have and. Maybe you can go and order CWSpirits.com, baby. UMP5 is the code, so you already know.
Sure, and where, sure. And where's that cookout being held at?
23rd Tioga.
And I just want to say this. Like, first annual is, like, you can't do that because
it hasn't, right.
It hasn't annually took place.
Exactly. So inaugural doesn't mean someone didn't elect it.
I'm just saying that. I'm trying to. Oh, shit. Motherfucking just popped out of nowhere. I didn't know.
Oh, the cat.
Oh, see his eyes. What the fuck?
He got scared of the pussy.
Yeah.
Good one.
That's a button.
That's all that shit about the button.
Press the button.
Right? Press the button.
Hey, there you go.
That's a button.
Got it.
I'm privileged drinkers, baby.
Got it.
Yeah, so yeah, we really want to showcase what we were able to do over this the short time that we've been doing this. All of us are very, very proud of the accomplishments
Definitely.
That we've been able to do in this short period of time. We can't wait to see what the future holds. Y'all can find us now, obviously, on YouTube. We have our interview up with Cousin E from last week. You can also go and see some of our members. We did an interview with Jones and Man on his page.
Right.
So you can see them there. We got that was Duprette. If I'm not mistaken, or Dupe, as y'all was calling it.
I'm not going to pronounce. He, when we first did the, you know, in the beginning of the video, he was saying we're going to call it the Dupe.
Dupe, right.
So I'm going to say.
He definitely did.
The Dupe.
It's right. Clearly Dupie Rat.
Right. You sound just like Ronnie Dupie Rat.
Let's send you to how I'll try to say it. Dupie Rat.
It's French.
You're adding another one, though. It's
like, from fucking Spanish to French.
And Tim, Slime, what did you do?
Hold
with
on.
Him?
Right, I was trying to get to that.
You forgot?
The beer. Remember the beers?
What did I do?
The IPAs.
It was a TikTok.
Taste testing them.
You liked them, though.
I'm trying to remember. One was the IPA, one was a lager.
Yeah, it was.
The IPA was really good.
Yeah.
Definitely really good.
I think he wrote you. Them drones, all that.
Yeah, he kept trying to tempt me and shit. Drone.
I didn't try. Like,
yeah,
you drew that.
Yeah. He said, "Yo, so put that away."
I just wanted you to have some because, like,
right?
I know, but I made sure.
I'm trying to get rid of his fucking belly and shit. This motherfucker just
shit is difficult.
You sure? Are you sure? Nigga, I said, get away from me. Are you sure?
It was worth it,
but he wasn't sure though.
I wasn't, obviously. All
right,
which was bad.
No, it was good. Which was bad. Okay,
fuck you.
All
right. but yeah, so you can find us. You know, I mean, shout out to Jones and Man too, man. Like he. I mean, he they've been able to do some things and like help us out with some shit, like even help us learn about certain things too. So yo, it's a big shout out to him. Like, you know what I mean? He drove from North Carolina up to Tennessee to come fuck with us.
Just to fuck with us.
You know what I mean? Like,
thorough.
Yeah, like, that's a brother for life, man.
He
like,
and he came through every day we was there.
Yeah.
Man. And came through our cabin.
And it was great vibes.
Yeah, yeah, man. Like, that's my guy. Vibe. Like, you know what I mean?
Definitely felt like family.
Which going too? John.
Yeah, John of course.
Oh, John Sip Life. Sip Life, yeah.
Like, the moment he walked through the door, I knew from, I'm like, oh, yeah, he one of us for sure. Yeah. So.
Shout out to y'all.
Shout out, yo, real shit, man. Shout out to John Sip Life, VP on Instagram. I believe he's on YouTube.
And may y'all too be continue to be successful in y'all future.
Absolutely, man.
Y'all future endeavors.
Jones and man.
Hey, you got salute family. Y'all. You got family in us forever.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. You know what I mean? But yeah, so that's what that is. And hopefully y'all can show up to the cookout, man. Show us some love. We're going to have some merch there. We're going to have a motherfucking beer pong tournament. That's going to be sponsored by my man 23 Drees. We got the rules. We ain't coming with no bullshit. You understand me? Don't come here talking about you got your own shit. These are the rules. Yeah, you are going to follow them.
Yeah, how many members do you need on a team?
Two.
Just two people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So who wants to be my partner here?
Nobody.
Not it.
Would you like to talk about it right now, Drees? Or no, you just want to
explain
wait
the rules? Is
it the rules?
I mean, No.
We have a list that like a printout we're going to have so people can actually see it.
Senator Howe is looking for a partner.
I need you to stop saying senior.
Well, we can discuss that off air. That don't have to be discussed on air.
Why don't you be my partner?
I don't know if I want to play it, though.
With you.
I found my partner.
Because it's going to be so much.
I found my partner.
Because no, I'm only really saying it because I know it's going to be a lot of shit going on, food and all that other shit. Like, we all got to man certain things, so I don't really want to commit to it.
Man, I'm manning the alcohol, man, because I'm drinking it.
All right, that's cool. I'm just saying, like, I just want to make sure that we got everything else in order.
Selfish.
But we can get to it if you want to talk about it a little later. Yeah, so
that's
the cookout. But no, matter of fact, if you want to talk about it now.
You can talk about it.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Then.
I mean,
go ahead.
I know a lot of guys that they talk shit like, I'm the best at beer pong, I'm the best. Yeah. Some at the table. So, you want
to
prove your game.
I just want to be honest. I just want to get the tournament.
If you want to prove your game, I can be the AC. Come out to the cookout, sign up for the tournament. You know I mean? You win some prizes.
It's an entry fee, right?
$10.
We can talk about that later.
$10, I think. We agreed to $10, right?
We can have bragging rights, too. And win
man, we know some of y'all still got that PUA money, man. That ain't shit to y'all. Come on with it.
Man, you're just giving up.
There's no bounces.
Right.
Not here to play.
Right.
For sure.
No name ass.
For sure.
The name ass.
That name's good. You know it too. So stop beating. Stop beating.
When Bart called me, I called
that was
Bart.
Funny. That was funny.
He said, "That's not true." Ain't that joint ass?
He said, "Yeah, they ain't even no bounce." Yeah. Daryl can't jump. Daryl short ass can't jump. Drees either.
Not with them fucked up ACLs.
What ACLs?
I carry. Every time I play basketball, I carry Lonnie.
Ooh. That's why he tore his ACL.
Right. No, I mean, he threw it. The last time he did it, he was really, he was upset, man. So I'm glad you're back. He's really fucked up about that. He was like, man, I just wanted to play basketball. My shit fucked up. He was really upset about that shit. But, yeah, that's another topic for another time. So right today, we're excited about this. We've been waiting to do this for quite some time. We've kind of been, like, putting it off a little bit, I would say, because we talked about it, like, a while ago.
Yeah.
And I remember we had the meeting. I'm like, damn, I have never heard of it. Y'all all seem to have heard it and even had some, right?
Yeah, we have.
I've never had any.
Captain, you had some before?
You've never had any?
No,
I've never had I've never had.
I can tell you how we had it though.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I remember when y'all went to
when we take the trip over the bridge to go get liquor.
Yeah.
We always get nips
right
on the way back. Yep. So one of the days we got nips. It was like we decided to do like a you pick it and do a draw on the bag. So someone picked that up one day and whoever got that. Matter of fact, I picked it up. I ended up getting it out the bag. It was great. That was the lemonade. And then I had the grapefruit. Ruby Red. I haven't had anything else though, so I'm excited for
the
last one.
Okay. You've had it?
I had it multiple times. I think I sent it to y'all the first time I ever had it.
Okay.
I sent it to y'all.
The nip, right?
No. I had a big bottle of that.
Oh shit.
Somebody I sent y'all ever heard of Deep Eddies?
Uh-huh.
And I sent that through. Nobody said no. Then when we went through to get all the nips and all that stuff, that's when I picked up grapefruit.
Okay.
And this one. So.
And this looks like something that definitely I would want to have like chill.
Right. Oh, for sure. That's why when I got here, I put it in the freezer.
And, this is definitely a summertime drink.
I was going to say that.
Oh, so has anybody else had it? Have you had it?
Yeah, the lemon.
The lemonade? The lemon?
The grapefruit or the peach.
He had the lemon at his baby shower.
How did that miss me?
That's what I'm saying. We didn't get that. They drunk that shit.
Same color.
I was drinking the Virginia Black the whole time.
Same color. What's the same color?
Yeah, man.
The bottle.
You're an asshole.
Shake well. Yes, it do.
What it say?
Shake don't, well.
Bounce that ass.
It's probably made with like real lemonade or
something. Yeah, it actually does say that. It's gluten free, and I think it is made with real lemons.
But you know what's great? The first time I heard about it was on.
Oh, I thought that
shit.
Hey. This nigga nerves on a thousand.
Listen here.
But the first time I had it was on, I heard about it was on TikTok, and they were talking about it tastes just like lemonade.
Okay.
So I was excited to see it, but I'm glad I actually did find it.
Okay. Well,
smells great.
So this is Deep Eddie's. They have a few different flavors. We're going to partake in this. We've never had, well, most of us have had it. Not all of us, though. So I would say, matter of fact, it's like half and half. Y'all three had it. Us three didn't.
Right.
So it's half and half, actually. So, y'all ready? Drinks up?
Drinks up!
Let's go.
Unprivileged drinkers, baby.
Little tang.
Give me that shit.
Yeah, that's definitely organic.
A dark
right, beer. I taste the lemon like a motherfucker in that.
I like it.
I like it too.
I would just want just ice in there.
Yeah.
Like, because when I have lemonade, I just to hear the ice clanging around in the glass with the lemonade, man. It's just something. It's a great vibe to me.
I feel you. Kay.
Yeah. But I'll give my rating when it's my turn.
So you're a vibe drinker, is what you're saying. It has to feel right.
I'm a whatever drinker. Like, I'm just, you know, with lemonade, like, you know, on the porch. Right.
Certain
drinks. Yeah.
Yo.
Like, when Sunday, when the Sixers bust the Washington Wizards' ass, I would like to sit outside and have some Deep Eddie's lemonade at this point, because I haven't had the others. But
so, let's do this first, because I actually have something I want to bring up in regards to, like, flavored stuff. But, does anybody want to go first or how did I mean? I can go first if y'all want me to, but
I mean, I'll go first. I've had it before, so I was partial to this. I give it a 7.5. It's great flavor. It's not too, like, you don't get too much vodka, honestly. So again, if you're not a drinker's drinker, honestly, this would be a good starting point for you. So solid 7.5.
Lemonade is in there.
And the lemon is strong.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Have some more of that.
But you know what's crazy? My bad. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What's crazy?
No, nothing.
All right. So what I'll give it is, like, to me, it feel like it's a mixed drink already. You don't got to add any extra lemonade to it.
Definitely.
So it's like already a perfect mix together. It's just straight vodka, and I can enjoy that. It's like, I could say, like, one of my favorite vodkas right now, especially with some ice just chilling on a nice summer day. Mm-hmm. I'll give it an 8.
Okay.
I like that.
Yes, yes. Anybody else want to go?
Shit, I'm next. I'll I give it 8.
Why the fuck you holding a bag of ice?
Cause you didn't take it. Nah, I'll give it an 8. Definitely summertime vibes all the way. I had it by itself with no ice. It was just chilled. It probably was a 7.5 at that point. With the ice in there, it's an 8. It's full of lemon flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to really see where the alcohol came from, as far as like beginning, middle, and end, and it just came toward the bitter end, like really, like all the way towards the end. I didn't get that on first touch of the tongue with the Deep Eddie's lemon.
Yeah, I mean, those are a series of words that you shouldn't have put together.
Right, yeah. That's a series of unfortunate events.
Absolutely. Check it out on Netflix. Hey,
so I'll give it an 8. Highly recommendable from Senator Howe. I think a lot of ladies would enjoy this drink.
If they like lemons, yeah.
If they like lemons.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know how this would mix, because it does taste like an already pre-mixed cocktail, 2-3. I want to know how it mix with, I don't know, like the iced tea, maybe?
So, go ahead, Tim, you got it.
Go ahead.
Say what you're going to say.
No, I was going to finish, let him finish his rating.
Oh, yeah, it's eight. It's a solid eight.
I give this probably seven. Seven and a half.
Too bitter?
A little bit.
Okay.
And I think it would be mixing well with a Sprite.
I can see that.
I can see that.
Top it off with that.
I'm in line. Just top it off with Sprite.
See, little fizz.
I wouldn't do that. I would do a lime Perrier.
I don't like that.
Because he don't like the sugar.
Right. He does say that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all motherfuckers know each other. Damn.
We just did the podcast. We just did the podcast.
I'm going Sprite. Fuck lime Perrier.
But no, I get what you're saying. But see, with him, you still get the flavor, but you get the fizz without the sugar, too. So.
Right.
Because you already got sugar in this, obviously, naturally.
Yeah. But did you hear what Captain said about adding iced tea to it? Like,
you said that? I missed that.
Yeah, he just was.
Nobody ever pays me any mind. But
we don't.
True. Obviously, somebody does. If he just said it.
Yeah, I love you, man. I love you, man. Besides, 2-3, he pays attention, man. The rest of these fuckers.
But you see who don't fuck with you,
right? What?
Yeah, it's like 90% of the fucking table. But yeah, like I said it, and I said it slow too. Like
I just said, I heard it too.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir.
So is that still 90% of the table?
This man fucked up now.
75. But yeah.
So if Tim was on your side, what would the percentage be then?
Come on, can we stop?
I'm sorry.
No. Six. Don't do it.
No. 50. 50.
I think that would be a good combo though with iced tea.
Yeah, but what type of good iced tea would you be at? Like, you don't want no bullshit.
So what y'all saying is basically it's a Arnold Palmer's. But with liquor.
Add that to the iced tea?
Yeah. That's what that is. Lemonade and iced tea is Arnold Palmer's.
Yeah, it's Arnold Palmer.
I don't know, but I'm trying to think of a good iced tea, though, too. But I've never had
an Arnold Palmer, whereas though the lemon
is the
stood out so much in an Arnold Palmer.
That's the whole thing. When you mix it with your iced tea, depending on which iced tea we're talking.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what iced tea
is.
I don't know what iced teas these restaurants use. Because
Brisk ain't it.
No. So for me, if my fault.
I don't know.
If we gonna say iced teas, my favorite is Pure Leaf.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I love
Pure Leaf. Is very clean. Yeah,
and
it's very refreshing.
It's not too sweet.
It's not too sweet at all.
Straight sugar,
huh?
I changed my mind, but I say straight sugar.
What you gonna say?
Some Turkey Hill.
Oh yeah, no.
Straight sugar,
sweet as hell.
Right. So, no, I'm sorry. I don't want to. What'd you say?
I want to say something.
You know what's crazy though? Like it has. I don't know what this is called, but it has like a.
A
recipe on it.
Oh yeah,
2 ounce deep eddy, lemon vodka, and sparkling water. So,
yeah, you're right on point.
You called it.
Right, yeah, you're right
on
point.
It's already sweet.
Right, it is. It's sweet and it's bitter.
Yeah, and it's bitter.
So go ahead. Pudi.
I mean, I would try it with the Sprite just to, you know.
Yeah. Go ahead, Pudi. What you got though?
Shits and giggles.
I'm gonna give it an 8.
Mm-hmm.
I like this joint. It's real good. Like some of you guys said, it's a cool ass summer drink. Something I sit back if I'm chilling, sitting out in the hot ass sun and put some ice in the cup.
I ain't sitting in no sun.
Yeah, just sitting out
in
the sun.
Your black ass need some shade.
God, I was going to say that. I was there.
I'm going to say it.
I'm going to say it now. That's my man.
Don't worry about it.
Ain't got the melanin.
We're reporting you to HR.
Ain't got no melanin in his skin. He can't say stuff like that.
We about to go to Jamaica too. She gonna be motherfucking concrete fucking tar
what?
Black.
That's not concrete.
I mean, not concrete.
Tar. All right,
but black is the street. That's what I wanted to say.
So,
Deep Eddie's is getting to me. Go ahead.
All right, yeah.
No!
Deep Eddie's is getting to me.
Stop.
Pause.
Stop.
Your pause was like,
well, why are we drinking this shit if we can't say
late.
Deep Eddie?
It's the series of words you're putting together.
He thought it was a 5-second rule.
Yeah. Nope.
Too late.
All right.
Go ahead.
I just got an 8.
8. So wait.
I really like it and I enjoy it.
Right. So
I recommend it.
Sorry, Nick. Sorry.
Let me recap real quick. What you got, Captain?
Senior Howe.
I'm sorry.
An 8.
8. Dirty.
I said 7.5.
8.
Seven and a half.
Okay, I like that. So I'll say I'm a big lemonade person. So I'm gonna give it an 8, 8.5. Mm. I really love lemon and lemonade type shit. So I'll drink anything lemonade. Like even with the Trulies, the lemonade ones are my favorite.
Mango lemonade.
And I know What we call Rel? We call Rel the
beer guy.
Beer guy. He likes the teas better. Teas are cool. Don't get me wrong, but I prefer the lemonades. But what I wanted to bring up was y'all doing y'all interview with a man in Tennessee drinking cognac. It made me think like the way we drink cognac is really mostly for men. You know what I'm saying? For the most part. Yeah, yeah. It may be some women that drink cognac, but it's not too many that really
drinking it neat.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, they really neat. Get into it too much. You know what I mean? They're going to, if a woman's drinking something, or if you got your partner with you, your woman, you're going to drink vodka. You're going to drink tequila. Yeah.
Sweetened drink.
Yeah, yeah, shit like that. So this got me thinking, like, this is very much for me and my lady.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it put me in that space where.
A date drink.
Yeah, it put me in that space. Right, right. Thing, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, a couple's drink.
And a bottle of this, you know what's happening afterwards.
Oh, go ahead. Say it. Because I just listened to that episode, too. I want you to know that. When I wasn't here, Valentine's Day, John.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, say it. You want to say it? You know what I'm talking about? Oh, all right, go ahead.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, because this thing was X-rated, that joint. Like, you didn't say anything. Yeah. And don't forget them toes!
Assholes! And don't forget those toes! I remember that. I was nice that night.
I can tell. Nice.
Did y'all recognize the glasses that man,
Oh, yeah.
The joint that don't spill?
Or
fall over, yeah.
Yo!
They were nice. They were real nice.
If you watch the channel, that's all you use,
though. How we started drinking red cups, like half cup, a full cup full of fucking cognac, Hennessy, preferably. Yeah. At one point, well, E&J, that too. Like,
the worst of A&J. This motherfucker.
he come out with
you,
people
you
right
really,
now.
You really. Yeah, we was drinking most of the time to get drunk back in the day. And absolutely. I really appreciate, like I say this all the time, evaluating liquors, like from, you know, on the nose, letting it like swirl on our palates, and you know,
and slime is about to take a sip.
You better not.
You a nasty mother. Oh,
so
you a nasty boy, Papa.
So yeah, with this, and my other thing was, I wanted to ask because we see on the label it says shake well because it actually is made with real lemons. I didn't shake it before having some. Did anybody get it after that?
I did.
I didn't.
So I don't know. I don't know if it's better with
the shook
up part because mine's like. On the nose, it does taste it smells just like a lemon. You know what I mean? Like from the rip. But
I'm telling you.
You can tell it's real lemons when you drink it because you do get that bitterness on your tongue. That sour. You get it. Mm. It's still there now.
It's still there. Yeah.
Yeah. So it lets me know that it's definitely really lemons in that shit. I mean, but it's good though. It's really good.
It's an easy drink, like especially on a beautiful it's tangy, summer, right? Spring day. Shit. Yeah. It's an easy drink, man.
Easy.
I can for the next one.
I'm telling you, I can.
That's what? The one
I can see
for.
Like that's bottles the of this. The lemon deep Eddie's not lasting long at all.
Right. Yeah. That's a quick. They out of.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I've only had two of them before. They have eight flavors. I've only had two.
They have eight.
Are the deep Eddie's?
Yeah. They have
cranberry.
Cranberry, orange, iced tea. That's the one I really want to try.
The regular one.
Yeah. Regular, lime.
Deep Eddy was providing you with a lot of flavor. I see.
You just got it.
So do all of them say like shake well on them?
So
I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah. yeah.
So
So they all made with like real fruit and everything.
Right.
Okay. All right. So cool. Peach, cool. Peach, cranberry, lemon, lime, and that's not the same one.
Yeah, they all say it. Actually.
Original ruby red, orange, and sweet tea.
So
I forgot what I was about to say, my point, but.
Right. But so another thing that I remember, like one of our way earlier episodes, one of our old heads, Mr. Q, he said, what is made in Texas? And we really had no idea. You know what I mean? So this is actually something that we can say is made in Austin, Texas, as far as a liquor goes. I don't know about a beer, but. Tito's is made in Texas? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that either. You learned me.
Is this too early for a dirty fact?
Yes. Let's wait a little later because we want to. Matter of fact, let's give this last. This next one.
I thought I had a moment.
No, you're good.
You
good.
You have a moment, man. Wait your damn turn for your moment.
You got some fucking nerve.
Dirt, please don't go into it. Don't go into it.
If that's not the kettle calling the pot black.
Don't go into it.
Okay. Okay, Jim.
So, we all agreed that that's absolutely recommendable.
Definitely.
We would love for you to have it. Get it at your bar, have it in your house, it ain't really that taboo. It's not that expensive. I think I paid. I think we paid about $17 for each bottle.
$17.
Yeah, yeah. So
very, very affordable.
Yeah, it's very, very affordable, but it's a great taste, though. Good yeah.
So before we go into the rest of these bottles, Dirty, you said you had it like two other flavors.
No, I had two of the flavors we have today. I had ruby red and lemon.
Was that the only thing you had to drink that particular time?
No, I had lemon by itself.
I wonder how you felt the next morning.
I had lemon. I mean, they were nips, so it wasn't going to do shit to me anyway. But
so
I think those are the only drinks I had that day.
Oh, okay. So
if I'm not mistaken,
yeah, these are really good, and I don't know if we mentioned they are vodkas, so that's a thing. You know what I mean? We
drink them. Surprised me.
Yeah, yeah, it's a really good taste, man. Like, yep. But even a soda jerk, I didn't know that was vodka until we like really got into it.
But you know what fucks me up?
We're like, back to vodka, baby.
Yeah,
300. Damn it, getting there. 300 a year ago. You would have never could have got anyone at this table to drink maybe Dries. anyone at this table to drink vodka was like, I'm not drinking no fucking vodka. But this podcast really like took us out of our element.
Can we call Dries do anything Dries?
I don't want to say that.
I don't like to say that.
I don't want to say that. Oh,
you can say
drink anything.
No, I don't want to say that either.
Drink anything Dries.
Okay, we can do that.
Drink anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got another AKA. Also known as drink anything, Dries.
Dad,
my man.
Dad,
I was trying to keep the
next man a drink. Motherfucking
fucked it up.
What? You don't fuck with that? Drink any drink?
I do. I don't know if I feel comfortable saying dad,
but I like it though.
I do like it. I do like.
Is he about to be a dad? That shit crazy.
Come on,
you just put on
crazy.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
No, fuck you. That's what I was thinking.
Hey, no. Hey,
Pooty. I'll drink any drink. Pour me up. I'll drink it.
Look. Pooty was late to the. I mean, Dirty was late to the draw that time. You was dead.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I'll try. Because you would too, right?
First time for everything.
Yeah.
I didn't get. I ain't get to talk about what I had.
So you are a try
past.
Anything person.
I ain't get to start talk about what I had to try to drink this week.
Yeah, we ain't really get into that. We
I'm scared.
So can we have like a little?
We can recap with that.
Yes, it was shaking, not stirred.
Okay, Bond. Yo, Skyfall is on demand now. I watched it.
Is it really?
Yes, absolutely.
I have the Blu-ray. I watch it all the time.
Yeah, yeah. You got it's on what?
I have the Blu-ray. I watch it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
When does Wish Call come out?
What? November, I think.
No, yeah, that should have been pushed back. They pushed it back. Times. Yeah. God damn.
Yeah, that was a quick joint. I'm sorry. Shout out to was it Cheesy Hot Movies? Is it Cheesy Hot Movies?
Yeah. Shout out to my man Pac.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna keep it real with you.
His crew.
After seeing Rami Malek in The Little Things,
mm-hmm. You can't
I
want to
see
him
recover.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That movie was fucking terrible.
Terrible.
The Little Things, horrible. Yeah, but three great actors.
Yeah. You expected a lot.
I'm glad y'all told me about that. I never watched it.
But
you don't need to.
So now we have the Deep Eddy's Ruby Red.
Grapefruit.
Not everybody's a fan. I'm actually a huge fan of Ruby Red Grapefruit. So is my brother Pooty.
Both of y'all, yep.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody else is, but my grandmother used to drink Ruby Red Grapefruit like that. And
don't like it.
I like it.
I can eat the fruit itself. I can drink the juice like that. I love all of it.
No, thank you. If I eat the fruit, I got to have like a pound of sugar on it.
Nope.
Ew.
A pound? God damn.
That's I'm being facetious, but I'm just saying it has
to
be sweet.
Sugar in it?
Yes.
Yeah,
really?
Nah, I'm good with that.
Fucking
I don't need
sweet.
To do that at all.
He eats sugar on his grits,
keep
too.
Trying to hit me with this shit, dog.
Who, wait. Who eats sugar on his grits?
I do.
Dirty?
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah.
Slime, too.
That's cream of wheat.
It's cream
man.
Of wheat, right. Exactly.
It's cream
That's
of wheat.
Cream of wheat. We had this party
not.
At work all the time.
No, it's not.
It is. It absolutely wheat, is.
It's not the same green.
So it's turkey bacon
it's
bacon?
Like
a, what? It's turkey bacon bacon?
No.
Yes.
No, it's, okay. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's turkey.
No, it's not.
It's a
what
different
the
brand
fuck?
Of it.
It's a different brand.
So turkey burgers, not burgers.
It's a brand.
Right.
What the fuck?
It's a brand of animal.
Slow down.
He just asked a great question.
A turkey burger, not a burger.
Yes, it's a burger.
No, come on. Come on.
That's a good point.
We'll talk about the time.
Turkey bacon, not bacon. That's lunch meat.
What the fuck?
It definitely is.
It's like Canadian bacon.
I hate you pork eating song bitches, yo. Y'all
some bitches.
Looks
like The Rock.
I'm about to say Mankind.
Fucking jabronis.
we had that turkey ham argument.
Well, that's a no.
Like, we had that argument. Break too.
I'll give you that. Turkey ham and ham ain't it. But bacon? Like, fuck.
Can we get the... Yeah, let's get
that's what I said,
nice. Unless I see a turkey pig. Let's go. Drinks up. Let's get
drinks
it.
Up. Drinks up.
Deep Eddy's.
We're privileged drinkers, baby.
I ain't gonna say that. You said it.
Let's take a drink.
All that fucking ice.
Yeah.
It's bitter, but it's not bad.
I didn't get it.
Tart.
Yo.
I didn't get it this time.
Yo.
Smack.
That right there. Yo.
Smack.
Yo. No. Say the... Yo. This shit bussin'.
Oh yeah, that's the new joint.
No, no, no. Respectfully.
No, you said it wrong.
Yo. Respectfully.
Yo, wait a minute. How old is you niggas, man?
This shit is good.
Y'all want to ask the grapefruit lovers first or the non grapefruit?
Yeah, I was going to go first because I started last. I mean, I finished last. Right.
Started last.
Whatever. You know what I meant.
It's a race.
Eight. Solid eight. It was tingy. It did smack. Or it was bussing.
Thank you.
Either way, I really fuck with this joint. I'm going to give it another eight. I feel comfortable with that. It tastes just like what is the, who make it? Is it Tropicana?
No, that's not Tropicana.
Ocean Spray. Ocean Spray.
That's one of the best ones.
Ocean Fresh.
Ocean Spray.
Got my own juice coming out.
Ocean Spray. It is definitely Ocean Spray.
Or Everfresh.
I like Everfresh, but Ocean Spray is better. I give Ocean Spray to not.
Or Welsh.
To right now.
My grandfather on the corner store now.
But regardless of what, I'm definitely giving it an 8. I like this a lot. It's the same type of vibe. It's a comfortable day. Outside, sun shining. Sit on your deck, whatever. Out front, porch, whatever. It's comfortable. I like it. 8.
Literally, all three of these bottles, man. Like, we was outside.
Summertime.
Summer night. All these bottles. I think they're going to be going tonight.
That's what I was going to say before. My bad.
What?
He said the lemon would be going. I was going to say, I don't think any of them will be around for too long.
No.
Hey, listen.
If the next one tastes like this, yeah.
This is Cindy.
That's why I want to say that one from last. I don't know if anybody mentioned it already, but that's why I wanted
to.
No, a couple times. I tried not to, then he did it.
Oh, all right. Well, that's cool.
This fucking ruby red deep eddies is amazing.
The way you put
it's just,
words
it's just
together.
You, though. Like,
so what's the rating?
I give it an 8.5.
That's a good job.
Yo.
It's good,
I looked out. 8.5, like, that's a good number, too. Feel the way you I'm
said
feeling.
It's so amazing. I expect a higher grade.
Yeah.
You didn't get an 8.
That's the highest grade I'm going to get.
You know what I think sometimes? Like, especially when we have, like, a variety of, like, the same company and liquor.
You'd be scared.
You don't want to give such a high number because you don't know what's next.
Right. I feel like we do that.
I'm with that because I'm more favorite to the next,
I'm keep
next
real.
Flavor.
The next one. I'm waiting for that.
Right. You haven't had that one?
That's the one I haven't had.
Okay. And you either.
So we're all new to the next one.
Yes.
Okay.
So what would y'all say is a more tardier fruit, the lemon or the grapefruit?
Grapefruit.
Grapefruit, hands down.
Okay.
The regular grapefruit is even worse.
With my palate,
right.
This was more satisfying, the ruby red deep eddies, than the lemon deep eddies. It wasn't as tart. I know it's organic.
Well, I don't want to cut you off, but I think you had it shook. We shook this one up, though. We didn't shake up this one.
No,
only person that had it shook up was...
I haven't had the lemon shook up.
Right.
I had it shook up.
Yeah, he the only one who had it shook up. You did, too? You just asked him after the fact?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah. But, yeah, I think that makes a difference, though.
Listen.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I would... Honestly...
Good thing it's not on camera.
I'm glad it's not on camera.
No, seriously.
Hey, keep your hands to yourself.
Yo, I don't really taste...
Wait a minute.
What? Oh, you did it again?
Oh,
no. I honestly, fuck you, man. Fuck all you son of a bitches that
noticed
it.
I'm putting cases on all y'all.
No. But
he can't say it's too light for that. He definitely Jake.
wait,
I can get surgical with this bitch, Jake.
Is he Jake or is he Hector?
Ooh.
Hector.
Definitely Hector.
No, I'm not even.
Hector.
Fuck.
go ahead.
Yeah, just shit pushed in, bro.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wait a minute.
I've held it a time or two. But.
You not remember training day? What the fuck's wrong with you? That was the incident.
It's for the fucking. Come on,
Bosco.
Comedy
Yeah. You must have watched training day like when he came out and that was it.
Yeah, I don't think he watched it.
Yeah,
it's back. You can watch it now.
It's on HBO.
It's on all streaming platforms. Sort of like.
You don't know what you just said, though? You just held it in the first time. You're not supposed to answer that like that. That's not what you're supposed to say at all. Ignore and keep moving.
I don't think he remembered what he was saying. You remember what he was saying?
No, because I want to hear the next ratings.
All right.
8.5 Listen, for you. You like it?
No, sis. I don't really taste. I don't really taste no alcohol in the grapefruit deep eddies.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Like, it tastes like a juice that I can drink just by itself.
I see exactly what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
Like, that's what it is to me.
Because with the, I don't want to cut you off, I'm sorry. But I see what you're saying is with the lemon, you can feel the separation in the liquor and the lime. And the lemon.
The lemon and the fucking alcohol.
Absolutely, you can.
Not a lot, but I
thought that was from more of the
It could be. It could be. I didn't have it.
Shooken.
I gotta stop using this motion.
I gotta. All right. Well,
it's just bad.
Right, so, all
right. Right.
Right now, Deep Eddies is winning.
In the race against who?
Like, it's just winning. Like, overall. It's winning as far as unprivileged drinkers is concerned. Well, I just gave it a rating on the red.
I feel like it's gonna clear all the rest of us for real. So,
but go ahead, Dirt.
Surprisingly, like, I've had both of them, but I've never had them, like, back-to-back, so. Simultaneously. Okay. But.
Tripped up with that.
With the lemon.
Spill it.
I've always thought the lemon would be better because automatically it's like, I'm not a fan of grapefruit. I don't know if it's because I'm older now and I can appreciate grapefruit a little bit more. Ruby red. I like this a little bit better than lemon.
Yeah, I've never, like, sorry, I'm cutting you off.
So I would give this an 8. A solid 8.
And what was your last one?
7.5.
Okay.
Yeah. So I surprised myself. Yeah, I surprised myself.
You never know. You never know.
But I think this next one. If this next one's not good, this one's
it's a big letdown.
Yeah, if this next one's not good, Ruby Red will be a little bit higher probably.
Right. It's a big letdown. Pootie?
That's just good. I do like it. I like it a lot. It's one of those summer drinks. I'm gonna give it an 8. It matches well with the lemon.
I'm
one.
Surprised.
I definitely thought
it would be higher.
I thought it was going. Really, I was excited for this one because I really love grapefruit. Like when we go out to get breakfast,
right,
all these niggas know I'm getting juice. Ruby red grapefruit juice
for sure.
Indeed. I'm not gonna say it was a letdown, but it I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting, but I don't know. I thought it was gonna be way better than what I've tasted. But I'm still gonna give it an 8 because, you know, comparing the two, they both have the bitter taste and all of that, and they're both like summer drinks and everything. I'm giving it an 8.
Okay.
Matched with the lemon.
So, Pootie, can I ask you a question? It's the equal amount of bitterness with both of them, like with your
No. The grapefruit is more bitter.
Really?
Yeah, the grapefruit is more bitter.
Wow. Well, and like no Graham said, I ain't had a Deep Eddie's lemon shooken up, but all right.
But that's what I think it is, though. That's what I think.
The grapefruit is more bitter, but it's not. For me, it's not. It's a certain ruby red flavor I'm looking for, and it's not. I'm not getting it.
Oh, but it's not.
It's still recommendable.
It's good, but it's not.
He comparing what, it to exactly, what that like, taste that you.
Yeah,
it's familiarity. Hey. You want to when you taste like think about it though. When you think anything that you taste, it has a peach, raspberry, whatever. You're looking for familiarity that you like.
Yes.
I can identify with that to. Make it come back together for you.
You know what this sounds like to me?
What's that?
He's chasing that first high.
Well, it is, though.
That's what anything, though.
So this week I started working from home. And the first thing I wanted to do with me working from home, I went to the market and I bought me 100% Ocean Spray Ruby Red Grapefruit. I drank it every morning and it started my day.
Like coffee. It's citrus.
So when I found out you guys were buying this, or when we were buying
what
this.
What I about to say? Where was separation now?
When we were buying this.
The excitement was there.
Right. I was so excited for it. And I'm going to give it an 8. That's it.
I want you to know, you'll never catch that first high again.
I know.
Ask Gator.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't know Gator. I know him from that movie.
These snakes off these planes.
Drees.
A so fucking shark ate me.
So for me, I tried it first without ice meat.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, ah, it starts smacking my neck. Yeah. That shit is like really, really tart.
You
I
did the
really
Martin joint?
Yeah. It wasn't really good to me, but then I add ice, and I let the ice like melt in there and settle it, like it balanced it out. It's like, it surprised me, like, it made it like a totally big difference to me. And like with that, I gave it a 7.
Mm-hmm.
And like I would drink more. At first, I was like, I ain't drinking this shit. But when the ice sat in there and settled, I'm like, it's okay. I can sip on this on a nice summer day next to the pool. I mean, I like pools.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. This boy, he lived in Tampa for how long? Have you been in Tampa for?
Almost 4 years.
God damn.
Actually, my screensaver.
It's my Listen, I already told you, man. When you have your wedding, I love your idea. I'm there front and center. Absolutely,
I'm there front and like off.
Yo, that's
the
a real picture.
Yeah,
it's like a screensaver. Right, oh, I see it now. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I want your idea to come in.
What just, iPhone would you take that with?
Just know we're all there.
iPhone 7.
Yo, am I invited?
Camera been amazing for years.
Don't answer it. Don't answer it. Don't answer that.
Whenever you do it, though, I want to be there because I love your story. I love where you come from, what you've been able to do. So that's going to be popping. You know what I mean? Like,
sheesh.
Yeah, he ain't listening because he ain't got the headphones on.
Listen, I heard you.
You ain't hear me.
I said, I like where you came from, so I want to be invited.
I said, I love your story, man. You got to. He didn't hear you.
No, he was getting there. He was good.
But yo, he was close. He heard the first thing I said. But the point is,
you let him talk. You cutting them off like I cut anybody
again.
Off.
You got some fucking nerve.
Well, you shut the fuck up.
He's just bouncing it off his head. But no, seriously, man. Like I always tell you, man, you're an inspiration for a lot of people. A lot of people look up to you. You've been able to like really do shit that inspires other motherfuckers. So I want you to be able to like let your light shine, but I want to be there front and center so I can applaud y'all and celebrate y'all, man. So that's a good joint. I want to be there for it. So
I'll be there front to the right.
Right. He was his roommate, you know what I'm saying? So he know him a little better than
until
I do.
Until he ditched me for Florida.
Right. He straight was like, I'm leaving.
Yeah,
I'm,
but you know what's fucked up?
See you later.
We had a conversation. I think he went to Brooklyn to see a fight or something like that.
Yeah.
And he came home. He was like, yo, I always wanted to live out of the state, but I was never really comfortable with it. After this weekend, I am. I said, God damn it.
You're right.
Now I got to find a new roommate. At that moment, I knew it was over.
And then you ended up with Bart.
Shout out to Bart.
That's my guy, though. Yeah, I love him to Bart.
Oh, man.
Okay. Wait, well, didn't I help you move in there?
In Northeast, right?
Yeah, to the crib. Yeah, I mean, I was on the
game. Your back's fucked up. You ain't help nobody moving nowhere.
You're crazy. Nigga, I moved my own shit to my own crib
and had to pinch nerves.
And we did move that big ass couch up in the fucking Northeast.
What's going on? Like, early,
I always move my own shit.
He picked me up early in the morning. We went and bought my mattress.
Yeah, yep,
and
I did.
And my back was hurting. I was like, I didn't know what it was, but it was a pinched nerve. That was the worst fucking pain.
And we went and took the shit up in the crib. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I slept on the couch for the first week because I couldn't walk.
Yeah, you fucked up. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Slime. I'm sorry.
Big slime. Hit the fucking buttons, man.
I know this motherfucker been waiting, though, because you know he's literally probably the least patient motherfucker here.
No, I'm fine. But you know what's funny? Because he controlled the buttons this week, he's talking less.
But right,
hit
he is.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
He can't multitask. Nah,
he's not trying to fuck this up.
But yo.
I'm trying to press the wrong button.
High five.
I just found the clap.
Listen.
My man.
I just found it.
I'm going to shout my man out, too. My man Slime set up the board, set up the mics, made sure he did the motherfucking mic checks, all that shit.
That's 3 snaps in the sheesh.
Sheesh!
Oh, can I do it?
Wait a minute. We are in unison. What's wrong with you?
He's white.
Like,
he doesn't have rhythm.
Yo,
it makes
you're
sense.
Like 2-3 seconds behind, dickhead. Catch
fuck
up.
Fuck you. You ain't do it either.
He sound like TJ. I did do it, you fucking dummy. Like, catch up.
He sound like TJ now.
They don't believe it.
That's what we should have came
He's
in
coming
up.
Soon. Coming soon. Coming soon.
You ain't on rhythm, dog. What the fuck?
Yo, yeah, we definitely listen. Wait till y'all hear my man Angry Ted. He be on WIP too. Like, this is my guy. Like, that's my brother from another mother. Like, 100%. He won't be on here soon.
Yo.
Look out for that. But
we didn't do a podcast. You don't like that? Fuck you.
Yeah, right. Yo, go ahead, Slime.
The Deep Eddie's Ruby Ray. I give it a 7.
Seven.
I'm not too bitter. I'm not a fan of grapefruit at all. But
It wasn't bad though.
I'm saying it's drinkable. I have no problem with that, but it's not my first choice. But as so having
let
it,
let me ask you this: what do you bad. Like? Are you finished?
Go ahead, Islam.
Like, you gave it a 7. So, are you? Do you feel? Do you taste more like grapefruit or vodka?
Grapefruit.
Yeah. The grapefruit definitely dominates.
It overpowers everything.
I don't taste the vodka at all.
On a lemon, I say on a lemon, I did taste the vodka more, but you still get that sourness from the lemon. But
I think we all need to shake it up and then like, do it again when it's cold.
Like I say, grapefruit is fine. Like I say, it shook well. It just it's
but ice or no ice. Like,
but for real, if we've been 100% group, like grapefruit is not like for everybody.
No,
you know what I'm saying? Like I know for me, like I said this earlier, but like my grandma used to eat grapefruits like that, and my mom does too. So I was introduced to it at an early age where I was able to get comfortable with it. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, if you get it later on in life and your polyp develops into a place where it's like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's some people who don't like lemons or lemonade and shit like that because it's too bitter. It's too sour. Right. So it's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. It's just not your preference. It's cool. But, yeah, I think we all agree. So what did you give it? I'm sorry.
7.
7. You gave it 7.
Yo, did 8. You?
You said 8. What'd you say?
8.5.
I think I said 8, if I'm not mistaken. So at the end of the day, it's still approved. It's still recommendable. Yeah, we still say go get it. Yeah, and when we add in the price, it's $17.
It's worth it. I'm buying this.
At first, if I would have seen this, and I never.
I would have walked past it.
I'm not really a grapefruit person. Mm-hmm. Since I tried it with the ice, now if I tried it just by itself and that was it without the ice, I would walk past it again.
Yeah.
But I put the ice on there, and that shit made it a big difference.
You know, when I got it,
add ice to it.
I feel like I got it after champagne or Bart had it, the grapefruit. If it wasn't for them, I probably wouldn't have tried it. But because they picked it up, I said, you know what? I'm going to fuck with it. I'm a follower.
So I remember having
he said I'm a follower.
That was the one I had first from the Nips was the grapefruit.
First one I had was lemon. And you know what it was? New Year's. I remember. Because that's when we put it was me, you, Pootie, and Champagne. And we all put our hands in the bag, and we had to pull something out.
Wait, what?
I ain't say nothing. Pause.
So, it's the highly anticipated. What is it, a bag?
Can I get some ice?
So, oh, shit. Like,
damn,
that thing wet.
Whoa.
Wait a minute.
Just shut the fuck up now.
So our next thing that we're pouring up, last but not least, we wanted to make this our finale type of thing.
I wish we had a drum roll.
Right. This is the Deep Eddie's Peach. Everybody knows that peach is like a flavor that a lot of people fuck with.
Top tier.
It's very cool. It's not really like. It's mostly a hit. It's not really mixed, like a miss type of thing. I'm sorry.
Listen,
go ahead.
Listen, from you saying it, right? So, and I am one of the ones that I like this. I could drink peach drinks, right?
Uh-huh. I don't eat peaches.
Whole peaches.
You don't like peaches?
No, and I don't like peach juice. I don't like peach soda. But I drink like drinks
Coyote
peach.
Coyote and peach, caramel peach.
Yeah, as weird.
So no, you just
I
like
kinda,
liquor.
I kind of agree.
You like liquor.
No, yeah, I was having like liquor. So if I tasted peaches in there, I'm like, oh, it's not bad. But having just straight like peach, like no, I don't like the fruit or the pure drink or none of that shit.
So you don't like Ocean Spray White Crayon peach?
Ooh, tripping.
No, I don't buy White Crayon peach. No,
boy, you missing out.
I don't buy. Like I said, I drank it. I drank it.
Okay,
I drank it.
He went from a north nigga to a south nigga, didn't he?
No, he went from a north nigga to a slave.
I wasn't trying to say that part, but all right.
He went
from a north nigga to a north.
I drunk it, but I'm not a fan of it. But like,
really?
Yeah.
Oh man, that shit is.
I prefer Crayon grape over anything.
Mickey Roach, if I had
this your first choice?
Crayon grape is my favorite.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
Ice cold Crayon
grape. Ocean Spray.
You got hands down the best juices ever. Best.
They do. My shit is probably the Crayon pomegranate.
Because you see the guy being the water with his suspenders on.
Right. Yeah, because for real, nobody want to eat a cranberry. That shit is disgusting.
Yeah, that shit's bad.
You talking about bitter, nigga. Your shit would be like.
No, I still got frozen cranberries in the freezer from like
2-3 years ago.
That's a long time.
Yeah, them shits ain't never
been. I'll tell you one thing.
I'll say
they freezer burn.
Yeah, they make.
They probably are.
Throw them in trash.
They make for good decorations.
Yeah, I was going to say, they look good. You know,
what we call it?
Ice garnish.
Yeah, they're garnish and the aesthetics.
I'll say this, though. Like, when it comes to, like, peach and, like, a lot of berries, for real, like, yeah. Raspberry or strawberry.
And I'm not like
these that. Are my favorite flavors when it comes to, like, damn near anything.
So that's honestly my favorite flavor. If I pick anything as far as, like, a flavor thing, no matter what it is, raspberry is always going to be
that's
like,
what I'm
the
saying.
Number
it'll,
one.
For me, it'll be peach or raspberry. I love okay. it.
Yeah,
I
mine's is it. Definitely raspberry. Like, peach is definitely, like, a second or third. Raspberry is number one for me. That's if hard. I that's anything, it's literally, like, you know how you go to the soda machine that they got like and like Wendy's and all that shit. Yeah. Raspberry Sprite, nigga. Give me raspberry really? Tea. Give me, yeah, anything raspberry, I'll do first.
I might go with thing first.
What?
Anything pineapple strawberry first.
Really? You know what's crazy? I like pineapple. I'm not really a big fan of pineapple though.
I love pineapple.
Flavor, like it's flavor, like, but the pineapple itself. Yeah,
yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
But the flavor, no. But let's go. Let's get it. So we got the
Deep Eddies.
Wait a minute.
Yo, what are you doing?
Got nothing in his
you had the
cup.
Bottle in your hand.
How can you be a captain?
You had it in
your
hand.
Ball with
the
something
ball
in your cup.
Took the bottle back.
No. I did not take
who took it back?
We passed it back that
buddy,
way.
No, Graham took the shit away from
it. It went right by your face.
Yo, you can't be captain
are you,
no more.
Are you drunk?
Yo.
Got it. Are you drunk?
You can't be captain no more. How are you supposed to be the captain and you're the last motherfucker with a drink?
No, it was right next
every
to him.
Every time.
But he said he took it from me. It was right next to him.
Yeah, hating on the lighter brother.
It was right next to him. Somebody. You took it from me.
He said the lighter brother. The lightest brother. Like, you literally, nobody's down here as light as you at all.
Motherfuckers,
all right, let's go, fellas. Let's drink.
Ain't nobody truck. Never mind.
Shit.
Stupid.
All right, hold up. Let's get it.
Fuck you.
Drinks up. Shot a clock. Let's get it.
Yay!
Drink unprivileged.
Stop clinging my glass or her. Shit gonna break.
You broke a fucking bottle with your hand.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it. Yeah. That's the one. Yeah. That's the one.
Not too sweet.
Winner, winner.
I'm hey, nine.
Chicken dinner.
Winner, winner.
Nine. Really?
I'm buying
winner, winner.
Yeah, that's it. Nine.
Yo, now, for peace vodka.
God damn, that's good. That's
now, legit. What I will say that shit is I do it's get blessing. A little burn. Not too much, but a little. Going down. Man. I did a little. But the flavor.
We're not drinking this neat either.
No, we're not. It's nice.
I am.
You are? Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is the flavor and the way it meshes with the alcohol is better than the other two because it's a smoother
finish. Flows.
Yeah, yeah, smoother finish. But these two are bitter flavors too, like
because of what they are.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like naturally, their flavors
understandable.
Are bitter,
it's understandable,
and type. Sour. Yeah, in their own right. Green, yeah.
So
peach is a cooler, smoother finish in its own right. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Right.
So
I want
to
try the other one.
I have to go. I have to go a nine. I have to.
I want to try the other one.
I'm gonna keep it real with you.
I have to go a nine.
We have to do a part two of Deep Eddies.
I'm down.
Oh, wait. It's too many more flavors. Like,
it's so, yeah, right.
So
eight of them.
Yeah. Before I pass it off, if I would say my favorite simply, like lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
There it is. That was like a fucking drag out. Fuck with that. Still going. It's like a long lasting fart. Yeah, yeah. He said you paid
attention to detail.
No, that just was long as shit. Like, what are you doing? But like if I say my favorite simply, my absolute favorite, period, is the limeade. I absolutely love limeade.
I fuck with the limeade. I
know, like,
no.
That's my favorite by far.
It's definitely, yeah.
It's limeade, then raspberry lemonade.
So, yeah, if the limeade, if I'm mixing it with, like, tequila.
Wait, they got raspberry lemonade?
Yeah.
Yes.
Raspberry, strawberry, blueberry. Yeah, the Simply?
They got 32 flavors.
They got Simply Tropical.
Like, yeah, what are you talking about? Peach?
I've had the peach. I
just
love them.
Limeade is very refreshing for me. It's right where it puts me in a place where I can close my eyes when drinking it.
Peace.
Yeah, yeah. Here you go, all. Bro. Peace. When I drink limeade, I close my eyes. Oh, that's it.
You drink that, and You drink that and the Ohio players come up.
Yeah, yeah.
Heaven.
Yeah.
Be
yeah. Seriously.
Oh, so y'all grew up off of like the juice. You know, you come to my crib. Yeah. It was 3410 Judson.
His mom made food. You drink water with your meal. That's facts.
So it is. That's why I drink with my shit
juice
now.
Babies.
That's right, facts.
But listen, yo, I feel like I disagree with everybody here.
So yeah,
I seen everybody drink and they got excited face, with the peach. So I want to go next because I think I disagree.
All right.
I like that.
Go I honestly usually like peach drinks, like Crown Peach. I fuck with Crown Peach. I fuck with Coyote.
Coyote. Shout out Coyote.
Whiskey. But this out of these three, and I'm so surprised because it is, I thought that the grapefruit would be last.
But
peach is last to me.
Really?
Really?
Yes. Damn.
But why, though? What is it?
Number. What's the number?
What's the number? I gave the... I gave the lemon 8. I gave the
grapefruit
7.
Right.
So I will move the grapefruit to 7.5.
Okay.
Because it's the 7. The peach. I give the peach a 7.
Tell me why.
That's crazy because
why? I feel like it's out of all three, it got the most bite. It's not as smooth.
Wow.
At first,
I did get that.
What
the fuck am I drinking then?
The Ruby Red had the most bite without the ice. I put the ice on it, and it was, like, more sweet and settled. But I got the ice with the peach, and it gave me the most bite out of all three.
I agree. I did. That's what I said. I said I got a little bit of it, but I think that it's not as bitter as these two, and I still like bitterness. It's not even about that part, but it to me, it flowed better. It just is the finish. Is a little different than these two.
I feel like it got a harder finish than the other two.
It does. I agree with that 100%.
From him saying that, I could go with the. I'll say this. I think with as in the finishes with the grapefruit and the lemon, because the bitter is so overpowering, you don't even look to get. Because that shit up front, you don't even see how it burns.
It just flow all the way through.
I think because, like he was saying, because peach is a smooth taste, you'll see how smooth it is. All right, then it's a bite at the end, like, all right.
I can deal with that, though.
Yeah.
Right, I can deal with that.
This is definitely like, even what we have in Tennessee.
The Old Smokies?
Yes.
Old Smokies.
Like, out of all four peaches I taste, this is the least. Out of all the peaches I taste.
Smoky one. Gotcha.
Really?
Yes.
Damn.
Out of Crown,
Coyote.
Old Smoky. This would be four.
And we had,
this would be the last. Well, this is a vodka, but yeah.
Out of all the peaches I tried.
Because those are whiskeys, but. He had a pocket. What you got, Pooty?
This out of the three that we've had, this is probably my favorite, surprisingly. You know, like I said, with the last flavor we had, I was really expecting a lot out of the Ruby Red because I love Ruby Red grapefruit. This peach one, I'm gonna give it 8.5.
Okay.
So it's not that much better, but I love that it has that peach flavor and it gives you that bite to where if you keep drinking this joint, you keep fucking around with it, it's going to have you on your ass.
Facts.
Right.
Yeah, so, listen.
I definitely agree on that.
I'm not blitz, but the activation is starting.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. So
because he's saying that, yeah, because he's saying starting. That, yo. I can't wait to actually like buy this and just enjoy it on the regular.
Right.
I'm not blitzed, but I'll sack some.
Yes. I'm really surprised.
You're smart.
You would buy. So you're like the opposite of me for real, for real.
It's crazy because I don't fuck with grapefruit, but I would buy a grapefruit over this peach.
That grapefruit, I wouldn't say that, but that grapefruit definitely is good.
I'm buying all three of them.
But that's what I said.
Indeed.
But the lemon, we didn't shake up. Only person that had to shook up.
Lemon.
Was me.
With the ice anyway.
Oh, no, without the ice. No. No, just you with the ice.
Yeah, you had it with the ice. You drinking it with ice.
I haven't had any with ice, honestly.
What's up with you?
All my drinks with ice.
You need to talk? Because even last week, this nigga had 3 cups in front of him.
Four? Yeah, four.
I had everything that was on the table.
Duce, Bel-Air, and what's his name?
Bel-Air.
Yeah, both
twice?
Bel-Airs.
It was the same thing, though.
Yeah, Grandlander, Coyote, Duce, and the Bel-Air.
Yeah.
All four?
Yeah, 3 liquors in 1 champagne.
Man, I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah, you was on go.
Like, he wasn't driving, so he don't give a
I was watching you. I'm like, I'm showing my wife on the TV. She like, Why Daryl drinking like that? I said, I don't know. He must be going through something. I don't know what's going on with him.
Can I call you later?
Absolutely.
My man.
Kids is fucking with him.
Oh, say less. That speaks for itself. Listen.
Shout out to our coworkers who watch this shit.
Right. Listen, I got my own.
For sure.
I got my own. They fuck with me, so I understand. Listen, I abandoned my fucking diet. I just drink all week forever. Fuck it.
No, I drank yesterday, though. I had what y'all give me ideas? I'm sorry.
Me, go ahead. I gave you an idea. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Oh, yeah. He wanted to hear his praise. Spike Mimosa. I grabbed some orange juice yesterday. I had champagne in the crib. And a shot of the orange Jim Beam.
I like that.
A1.
10 out of 10?
Yes. I'm willing to say. So I feel like I should have had maybe a different orange juice, but I had an extra dry champagne.
Let's rename it. That's a man's mimosa.
So no,
man-mosa.
That's a man-mosa. There we go. That's a man-mosa. Hey.
Man-mosa.
Around the table.
Y'all remember the mimosa? I made.
Wait.
Which one was that?
Fuck your mimosa. We talking about this one.
So wait. Okay. Can I make a suggestion?
I'll take the one I made on Christmas.
Can I make a suggestion?
Or we can go back to it.
When we're on our business trips.
Yes.
Can we have an early episode and we can do that?
Ooh, I like it.
Man-mosas and pork bacon.
No, bitch.
No,
hey, bitch.
Two times.
Y'all, four fucking times. Y'all, weird as shit. Give it up. Get that shit up.
No, relax.
Fucking real.
Y'all out of pocket and I quit. Fuck you. Fucking weirdo.
You sound like my friend.
What did they say? Fuck that, I quit. Watch our TikToks, man. We really trying.
Right. We're funny for real. No,
I hate you, pig, you bastards.
Yo, you know what it is? You know what their problem is? Because they eat all meats.
Drop the mic.
Hey. I know.
Niggas don't discriminate against nothing.
No, I don't.
Y'all niggas eat every meat it is in sight.
No, I don't. It's not true.
I don't eat quail.
Here's how I kill them. Are you a vegetarian?
I don't eat all meats. Don't matter.
You didn't eat meat. No, that's how you kill them. Are you vegetarian? Nobody's here vegetarian.
That was attempted murder.
We all eat meat.
That was attempted murder. You didn't win.
It doesn't matter. You eat meat.
I don't eat all meat.
But you eat meat.
But he got hype. I'm going to kill him. You didn't kill nobody.
There's no vegetarian at the table.
Literally.
That was a shot in the air.
What's the game?
There's literally three of y'all who would literally eat an all meat omelet.
It's not. I wouldn't eat an omelet.
Y'all would. Y'all would eat an all meat omelet.
I don't eat
omelet. Did he just post that in the joint? Let me get the meat lovers.
Y'all never had meat lovers?
Guess which one I'm getting.
Y'all had meat lovers pizza?
Wrong.
But peep game though. See, folks like us, we like pause on the pork. You like this, give me all that meat. That's you.
It's not funny.
It don't matter. It's you.
Are you a vegetarian? That's his comeback.
I don't eat quail. I don't eat frog. Squirrel.
Would you try it?
Do they sell it like that?
Would you try it though?
I've been in restaurants where they had it.
I bet you go to the store, like the liquor store, and you get a dare pork beef turkey Slim Jim, though, can't you?
I don't eat
beer.
You
asked him if he ate a squirrel. He said, I've been in restaurants that had it. What restaurant you been in that had squirrels?
That's quail.
He asked a general question, and I answered for one or two of those meats that
so
I
So it wasn't every meat he said?
No.
But guess what? You can go to the joint and get your all-meat omelet with turkey, pork, beef, and probably chicken.
Well, I don't eat omelet, so I can't.
Well, it don't matter.
It's chicken because I don't
shit, I had a Cajun, Italian, spicy sausage one earlier.
You don't make this easy.
But Dirt.
I want you to know that.
Dirt, you've eaten a meat lover's pizza, though, right?
Probably. More likely he has.
Pizza Hut. That's the one started it.
I don't eat Pizza Hut.
Look, he knows.
No, back in the day.
He knows.
You're not making. I'm trying to win.
All right, wait.
No, it's not about winning.
It's about
killing the goddamn.
These niggas eat meat, and Reese is the biggest beef eater in here. No, Graham. He eats all the beef he got to offer. So period. Hey, look at him.
Excuse me?
What the fuck?
What is going on?
Yo, he got a steak fucking sitting up here tattooed on the side of his birthmark.
So listen, I wish we had. I wish we had. I wish we had. I'm not gonna
recorded, bitch.
I wish jokes we ass, bro. Though. I wish we had the production because I want y'all to see my man. I wish y'all could see my man Hirsch's face right now.
You know what's crazy?
Hirsch's face after what he said is like priceless.
What did he say?
You can't win an argument with him on your team.
I just want to say one thing real quick.
Go ahead.
The Deep Eddies. Clearly got everybody feeling it tonight.
Oh, for sure. So, we all recommend all flavors.
Absolutely.
Fuck the Tuda. Fuck the Tuda.
He wasn't catching on.
He was. I got you. He said, absolutely. But he was trying to get you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So, I recommend all that. The Deep Eddies, motherfucker. I told y'all, my favorite.
Yeah, we had a great fucking time.
Wait, wait, wait. We ain't ready yet.
Hold on, wait.
Slow down.
Who all went? Everybody went? No. I'm saying, chill. Hold up, senor.
So then when I'm not saying it, all right.
Now anybody be mad at us and quit.
Oh, well, he drunk.
Quit again. I'm about to be a two-time quit.
At this point, everybody has to quit at least three times.
Yeah, listen. He won't be tied with Drees. He won't make sure he wins, though.
I quit on the group.
Oh, you actually have, in the middle of a fucking conversation.
That's a lie.
In the middle of a pod, you just go. I'm going to say shit house.
You know what?
No. You know what other shit he do? Ask the other motherfucker. I don't know.
Look.
I'm not going to say what was on his forehead.
That's cool. We a band of unprivileged drinking brothers, man. Because at the end of the day. Man, if you're not fighting, arguing, and talking shit to one another,
then it ain't really love. You know what I mean? You can't always have the sunshine without the fucking rain. That's just facts.
And there's no comma between fucking and arguing. I just want that.
So, Dre, I just want you to know you are our rain.
Joy!
Everyone else is the joy. You're the rain.
So, who's the pain?
Who's the pain?
Or Abe.
That's it.
Yeah.
Where the peach at?
I don't know.
It's all good. But just know, deep down in my soul, like 12 fucking thousand feet deep under in my heart.
Damn.
How tall are you?
You're not that tall. Not that tall. I'm not that tall, but you're not that tall.
He went to the core of Earth.
Keep it a bean. I remember day one, and Jay's like, so what are... What is a podcast? So, what do you do? He was so confused for a while. He was recording.
I listen to podcast. I send shit to some of the shit that I listen to.
I listen to sports.
I listen to fucking therapeutic shit. I listen to all types.
You were confused though. I act dumb, but nigga, I'm not dumb.
No, you did. Are you dumb?
I'm gonna talk to you like when you.
I'm seriously not.
The Deep Eddies. Because we had this conversation before.
I remember the first day
you came to my house. I'm like, what the fuck is this whiteboard?
Dree. All right. I'll let y'all have it. Just like the man game.
Did anybody thought you had?
Hey,
yo.
Just like he's shooing.
It all resorts back to man.
He's shooing.
Just like, but not.
I got loads of musket.
Yeah, but not the musket.
Damn it. Wait, listen.
Listen, I've been playing that shit since Mad 92, dog. Like, ain't shit changed, right. But like, I know I'm not the greatest or not even know the best. What?
Back then,
now, I can get with the motherfucking. Like, you got it. Get with the program.
Wasn't it just Madden back then?
It was
in 92.
I missed the football.
John Madden football.
Basically. So, losers lose. I tell you, nigga. All right, you got
so
it.
Listen,
I'll let y'all live. I'm the worst. I stink. I'm dumb.
I feel like. Did you go, bro? I'm sorry.
Seven.
Solid seven. You want?
No. I'm lying. No. I'm wrong. I'm actually leaning towards 7.5. I think it's like I said. I don't mind the burn at the end, but I had better peach.
Right.
But I really enjoy it.
So I enjoy it.
All right, fuck it. 8. It's an 8.
Yeah.
It's an 8.
I enjoy this. 100% I enjoy this.
Yes.
It's very comfortable. It's very subtle, it's fruity, perfect. But not almost, too fruity, though. Right. You know what I mean? Like, it don't make you feel like, that shit too sweet. It's a really good joint, and it's vodka. Like, I want our listeners to understand that.
We are not vodka.
You don't have to go, right. Thank you, bro.
We're not vodka drinkers.
None of us are.
None of us.
And on top of that, You don't have to go and spend $60 on a bottle of vodka.
No, hey, no,
this
no,
is $17. You know, and it's a good joint. And it's coming. I'm happy we were able to do this right now because it's right around that curve where we about to get in right into the summertime. It's 90 the fucking degrees outside.
Yeah. We in Philly.
So you know.
Say no, yeah. We'll be at.
Props go to Dries for recommending this episode.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was shout out to my big homie Dries.
So three snaps in the sheesh.
Let's go.
Wait.
Sheesh.
Unprivileged drinkers, baby.
I mean, damn it, Dre.
Because he was in his phone. That's why he tried to catch it. No, him. He tried to catch it. This nigga was. We all like this. He like. He started snapping off beat.
And said, "She's 20 minutes later."
She. Oh no. Okay, cool. But no, seriously, like, because we've been talking about this for a little while, and we supposed to do this probably like a month ago, but
got busy.
Yeah. In the midst of going to Tennessee. Right, I think we did Soda Jerk in between that.
Book us.
Yeah, we went Cousin E. You know what I mean? We had a lot of shit going on, but we definitely wanted to touch base on this due to the fact that summer's right around the corner, and right now we getting that 90-degree weather.
What we finna do drink?
Perfect time.
Yo.
I just turned my ignition on last night.
But peep game, though. If you don't like this, I don't know what to tell you. I'm being real with you. Like, that's for anybody. Like, you don't have to love it, but if you don't at least like this...
Especially for
the time that we're coming into now.
Like, yeah, that right. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Beginner, intermediate, advanced.
But
drinkers.
There's some people who know how to really mix drinks and know what to pair certain shit with. You can make it inside of water ice type shit. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Popsicles, all that shit.
Lord have mercy.
Deep Eddie's is a good joint. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, I recommend it to anybody.
Unprivileged stamp.
Yeah, we definitely giving it the stamp for sure. But I think
stamp sound.
So. What are we saying? So are we giving all three a good recommend?
Hands down.
Yeah.
Have them
consensus yeah.
with the pricing, taste, and everything, right?
Yes.
Right. So we giving it the unprivileged stamp. Shout out to my brothers over there, at Jones and Man. It's the unprivileged stamp. We want to also say that we may have this next week. We may have to have this because
The block party.
Yeah, we might have to have this for the block party.
It's available to us, tri-state area. Folks.
Absolutely.
We can get it.
And we want to, like I said, our whole mission is to get you to step out of your comfort zone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Our whole
that
mission.
Is facts. Like, our that whole mission. Is the fucking purpose of the unprivileged journey.
You know what I mean? Like,
to get you to step out of that E&J fucking southern comfort.
Yeah, there you go.
Nikolai.
Wait a minute.
No, because he barefoot feet, whatever you want to call that shit.
Don't listen to him.
Shut up.
Let's go. One shot for the road.
Go ahead. No, let him finish. Go ahead. You got it. Let him have his moment.
Let me go on and on and on.
You said bare feet was the last one.
1 hour later.
When it's really foot.
You want to go?
1800, Tennessee. Red
Patron?
Cat Patron. Jose Cuervo. Comfort zone.
That's death
juice. I'm gonna leave it at that. I could have went on and on forever, but I'm gonna keep it short. Now we're trying to end this night.
We're gonna
close out this show.
Let's grab our favorite Deep Eddies.
So,
and
shot for
this
the road.
Is what
go
it
go
is,
go
man.
Go I'm good. You
listen, we on the move. I'm telling you, this is what it is. You either fucks with us, or you don't.
Let me know.
No, seriously. Because we bringing shit from somewhere we at that we originated from, which is where the block party will be hosted at next Saturday. From where we from?
Absolutely.
And this shit, like, I mean, they call me an emotional one, but I speak the truth. We used to drink bullshit, and our policies have elevated to another fucking level. So fucks with us.
Let's go.
What do you say? I'm on a new level.
Unprivileged drinkers, baby.
Oh, keep killing yourselves.
So
with that
damn.
Bullshit y'all drinking.
Well damn. So again, it's unprivileged drinkers. Y'all know where we at. We on Twitter. We on Facebook.
Yeah.
We on Instagram. We on TikTok.
Unprivileged
we on all
drinkers.
Your major social media platforms.
Unprivileged drinkers, baby.
And now we're on YouTube.
Yo, And yo,
check out our video.
Yo, we went. Yo, listen, we went up and got that bitch stuck last week. You see what I'm saying? So we gonna talk that shit because we fucking with we moving. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's not where it's gonna stop. We got a whole lot of shit in store. But on top of that, it's cwspirits.com. The code is UMP5. If anything we drank that you want to drink with us, you can do that.
Am I being a preemie by saying that?
Being a preemie.
October 23rd,
22nd,
24th weekend. 22nd. Of the unprivileged drinkers will be in Vegas, baby.
Oh, for sure.
You forecasting like a motherfucker.
Ain't he?
Damn,
Hurricane Schwartz.
Yeah, right. We were trying to, like, we supposed to let that
work. He definitely is, but you know what? You goddamn right.
Pooty is the biggest. He is the
only
Raiders fan here.
Right.
And my birthday is the October 25th. But dig this.
All right, yeah, come on.
Yo, we going out there. It's a celebration, bitches. And we will be there. We're going to record there. And that's what it is.
Yo, shout out to Paul Mooney.
Hey,
Mrs.
Payne, we coming out there. Good brother.
Unprivileged drinking.
Unprivileged drinking.
We out, y'all. We love y'all. Duffels
in my hands. I did have a Zan. 13 hours till I land. Have me out like a light. Like a light. Like a light. Slept through the flight. Not for the night. 767, man. This shit got double bedroom, man. I still got scores to settle, man. I crept down a block. Made a right, yeah. Cut the lights, yeah. Pay the price, yeah. Niggas think it's sweet. No, never. It's on sight, yeah.